Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What? What do you do? This is a segment my nephew, Cortland Jackson, actually wrote this piece for me because we wanted to find out about organizations, companies, small businesses that have a name or a logo that you don't know what it's all about. Well, the Shaletta Show in itself here at WCCO is its own marketing amazing event with Shaletta Brundage at the helm. And I have to tell you, Shaletta makes me laugh. A Twin Cities Black-owned media company and podcast platform has landed commercial advertising deals with two of Minnesota's largest corporations. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But I want to tell you a little bit more about Shaletta. She's an Emmy Award-winning radio personality with a weekly show right here on WCCO News Talk 830. She founded the website, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, which, of course, happened in 2020 when COVID was just raging. And she did it as a place to host her podcast of the same name. She is joining us tonight to talk about all that she's done and all that she's about to do. Shaletta, welcome to Still Talking. How you doing?
Girl, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, who is that chick Gerald's talking about? She sounds absolutely fabulous. Is that me? Are you sure?
Oh, you know you're fabulous. Don't even try it. No one would ever think that Shaletta Brundage does not think of herself as fabulous. And then why not? Because you are. You're
Girl,
doing
look,
great things, Shaletta.
I tell people all the time, if don't nobody else clap for me, I'm clapping for me. I had one of my former coworkers say, you know, you do a really good job of promoting yourself. You know, and for years, especially as a black woman, I just, like, you know, kept my head down and I was trying to do a good job. And I just didn't feel like I was getting the credit that I deserved from my, you know, supervisors and bosses. And I'm like, why am I waiting for people to celebrate me? I can celebrate me. I can tout my own accomplishments and let everybody know what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and, you know, with a spirit of excellence. No, I'm not going to wait on you to shine a light on me. I come in a room with my own light.
You know, that's exactly what's been happening to me in the last few weeks. I've noticed on Facebook when people post, they say, hey, I am going to tout myself. I am going to, you know, put my name out there. I'm going to do my business. I'm going to do me. And you don't like it, that's all on you. I mean, this seems to be the rallying cry for so many women who have been wanting to have their own businesses, and they are doing it. So congratulations to all of you that are doing it, and congratulations to you, Shaletta. You have accomplished a lot here at WCCO in a very short amount of time. So tell us what, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's you know, it's Jesus. People say, you know, somebody said that I want to come over and take some pictures of you and your team. I said, baby, ain't nobody over here but me and Jesus. You can come over if you want to. I'm in the kitchen.
How you say, I am the team.
Right? It's me and Jesus over here. And, you know, when you just pray and keep moving forward, God will meet you where you are. And my prayer every day, Geraldine, honestly, is that God will make me the answer to somebody's problem. And that's how I've been able to get into spaces that I know I have no right or business being in. It is amazing to see in just 2 short years what God has done for my podcast and platform, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and how he has just multiplied and blessed everything that I have ever touched. You know, unless he breathes on it or winks at it or looks at it, it, you know, you can do all the work you want to. It's not going to prosper. And to see how we went from, you know, just me and, you know, a prayer to 11 contractors, 10 weekly shows, and then, you know, partnerships with companies like General Mills and Target and Hy-Vee, who trust me enough to say, we want to partner with you, we want to work with you in the community, and we also want you to promote our brand and products. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And, of course, you just mentioned General Mills and Target, as well as Hy-Vee. They've come on board with you. And I'm just wondering, how difficult, or was it difficult at all for that to happen?
Hell,
for you to
yeah.
have those partners?
Are you
kidding? It always is. Yeah, because I know that that's tough. I've had to raise money before, honey. I know.
Okay, so let me just tell you, Hy-Vee was the first company that came on board, and it was easy peasy, lemon squeezy, I have to tell you. They were just like, Shaletta, we like the work that you're doing. We appreciate your footprint in the community. They actually, you know, had me meeting with, you know, their folks in Iowa at the corporate office about some community initiatives. And so we worked together in the community first. And when they saw how we were passing out hams in North Minneapolis and doing Thanksgiving baskets and going out to George Floyd Square, you know, they understood the value that we had in the community, and they wanted to partner with us so we could keep doing it. But, you know, for other major companies, it was like pulling teeth. You know, I just didn't give up, and I refused to take the no that they gave me initially, or the silence. You know, sometimes in Minnesota, they don't say no. I'm from Texas. They say no. They say, no, we don't know. But in Minnesota, there's silence. And so you don't know if the silence is because I haven't had a chance to get back with you yet, or the silence is I'm too embarrassed to tell you no. So I always just keep pressing and poking, and somebody, you're going to tell me something. If you want to say no, if the no is the answer, you better say no. I'm going to keep calling your butt.
Exactly. And that's what you should do, is keep calling, keep going, because you know that they would be a good partner for you. And choosing a partner, tell me how that works for you, because so many people will sit back and go, well, I want all of the top 25, you know, companies in town that have a ton of money so they can say yes right away. But there has to be a, you know, it has to be a relationship.
Yeah,
it's more than just asking, right?
Yes, yes. Because, you know, with the podcast and platform, we don't have an endless amount of commercial advertising space. And so we have to be very selective about who we partner with. I was like, hell, we worked for free for a year to build up the company and didn't get paid. So we're not just going to take, you know, all money ain't good money, like we say in the hood. All money ain't good money. And so I've had companies come to me and say, hey, I'm a lawyer, and you've got these 3 kids with autism, and, you know, I'm forming this class action lawsuit, and I want to know if I can run ads on your podcast and platform so I can get more parents with autism. I'm like, dude, I'm not with that. No, you want to sue the makers of something? So because they, you know, you want to get more parents with autism to sue? No. You know, I've had other places that say, oh, you know, we have this supplement to help cure autism. I said, sir, no. Because they want to use my name because I'm trusted in the autism community to reach parents. And the way they're trying to reach these parents is by selling them a bag of magic beans. And so I just can't take that money because I don't want to offer false hope to parents. You know, but Hy-Vee works with us in the community. You know,
and for how long have they been working with you?
Hy-Vee and Target have been working with me since I started this company. We work together to do some community initiatives since last Easter. They've been working with me. And anytime that there is something going on in the community, they are there. And then I guess other companies kind of saw the work that we were doing, saw that we were solid, and started giving us opportunities. And I just remember the first $1,000 I made. I was just so excited because the first thing I did was tithe. You know, any money that comes in, the first thing I do is give God what belongs to him, and that's 10% off the top. And
I'm just taught well, woman. You've been taught well.
Yeah. I just see how God is able to multiply that and bless us. And, you know, and at first I was operating off grants, you know, applying for small business grants through, you know, county and state agencies. And then the Lord said, okay, you've done that enough. That's not how you need to go out and get commercial sponsorships, advertisers, companies to partner with your podcasting platform. And when these companies come, they're not just coming to run their commercials. You have to partner with us in the community. You have to make a commitment that if the community is hurting, you're going to help us. If they're having a school back to school drive, a giveaway, you're going to give us some of your products to go give these underserved families. If folks are hungry in North Minneapolis and they need some for the Thanksgiving baskets, we're going to expect you to donate. If we're going down to Uvalde to help the library and the summer reading program.
And I believe you did that, didn't you?
Books. Yeah.
Did you go down there?
Yeah. We did all of that. Yeah, we did all of that. And I went right to my sponsors. And you know, they have to make a commitment with me. It's not just about running your commercials. You can run your commercials anywhere in town. But when the community is hurting, they expect me to show up, and I expect you to show up with me. And not just throwing money. You know, when we went over to the hospital because nurses and doctors were exhausted, and, you know, we just kept seeing stories about burnout for healthcare workers. I was like, let's go give them some hope. And so the folks at Comcast, the Olympics was going on at the time, and they gave us all this Olympic gear, like sweaters and hats and gloves and scarves and mittens and shirts. And so we made like these giant gift baskets, right? And we went over to Children's Masonic Hospital. And the workers came downstairs, and it was so funny because it was 100 doctors and nurses and, you know, security guards and, you know, front desk staff. And they thought they were coming to get a water bottle and a granola bar. And they came, and we had, like, all of these big, giant gift baskets full of all this cool stuff, and they just broke down crying. They were just
okay. So here's the thing. We got to take a break in a moment, but I want to ask you this question because it's really important to me. What is your next step? Where do you want to place your feet next?
You know what? My friend Christy Peel with Media Mindfield told me, Shaletta, you are a visionary. You can see 5 years down the road. But I always want to make sure that your next step is the right step. Think about your next step. And my next step is investing in young broadcasters. I have an intern now, and I am just amazed at the wealth of information that these young people have who want to go into broadcasting.
So they're hungry for it. They're absolutely hungry for it.
More commercial sponsors so that I can pay these young people and give them the experience that they need so that when they graduate from college, they can say, I had a six-month internship with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, and I learned this, 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 and this. But if companies like 3M and Best Buy and all these other Fortune 500 companies that call Minnesota home don't invest in black-owned media, then the stories in our community and our future broadcasters don't get an opportunity. And I'll die, and our stories will die, and their careers will die, and our future will die. And that's why it's so important. All these big companies with all this money need to come on board and sponsor black-owned media like mine or The Spokesman or Georgia Ford, because without their partnership, we will not be able to survive.
I am so happy that you joined me tonight to tell us what you are doing. I want to let people know that USA Today, the newspaper, selected Shaletta Brundage to represent Minnesota in the publication's 2022 Woman of the Year Award Program, honoring Brundage for both her community service work and her work with Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. Now, if people want to watch these podcasts, I know you have some that are very different. And if they want to see it and say, hey, I want to be a part of this, where do they go? What do they do?
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. The podcasts are there. Information about advertising is there. Our media kit is there. Upcoming events, community events are there. You can find anything and everything there. And we like to call ourselves a one-stop shop for cultural relevance and creativity. Now, I know you got to go. Jonathan's probably having an aneurysm right now. But can I just say thank you?
Thank you for
always giving me an opportunity. Thank you for allowing me to, like, walk right behind you. Because what people don't realize is that you are the mother of a lot of us who are coming up behind you, and you are always so encouraging and so loving. And people, if they just look back or where you've been, I'm there too. Like, you at TPT, I'm at TPT. You at
right.
CCO, I'm at CCO. You go somewhere else, guess who's going to review?
You have an Emmy, I have an Emmy, right?
Don't go nowhere, because I'm going to be right behind you. And you have always been very warm and welcoming. And, you know, there used to be a time when women would not support one another. Like, oh my gosh, she's going to take my spot. But you've never been like that. You've always pushed me to be my
best.
And
there are a lot of women that are not like that. And so the support that you are receiving from so many women is such a blessing. And I tell you, keep climbing. Keep climbing, Shaletta. Do what you have to do.
Because
like there's urgency from you. It's like, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. Okay, get it done, honey. I'm so sorry we've run out of time, but you know I love you.
I love you.
And congratulations, honey. Tell the babies hello. All right.
I will. Okay.
That is our own Shaletta Brundage. And, of course, you can hear her every Saturday from 11 to 2. And definitely go check out her podcast.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.